QuickBooks salutes the grit and determination of those who work for themselves. And in these challenging times, they're adapting to support their communities. So together, let's support them in return. Intuit QuickBooks. Visit quickbooks.co.uk.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Tuesday, the 30th of June. A little bit throaty, but that's the change in weather. Yesterday, it was so blooming miserable, but I loved it. But this morning, I bought a coat. I thought I might as well wear a coat into the place. And I thought we'd kick off, actually, this morning with the Rooneys again and the Vardys. So Wayne Rooney has now refollowed Jamie Vardy on Instagram because he'd unfollowed him. But Jamie Vardy has now snubbed Wayne Rooney. It's fantastic, isn't it? You've never seen such queenie fits going on all over the place. You know, Colleen is at 34. Rebecca Vardy is sort of pushing the boat out a bit at 38. And it's going nowhere. I'm assuming that Wayne Rooney has said, listen, you're not spending my money. You can pay for this yourself. It's your own cock-up, isn't it? And so it's a case of, where do we go from here? Answer, see you in court. And it's going to cost them an awful lot of money. Shame, really. Oh, look, here she is, well-known has-been, Katie Price. And she was promoting some dating app. And, of course, I mean, her, she's never happy. Now she claims she fancies James Locke. James Locke, I think, used to be on TOWIE. I'm not sure he is anymore. And they had all sort of, I mean, it was really, if that's the best people they can get for this dating app, I'd give up now, actually. So Katie Price was there. As I say, she looks awful. She's 42. She's a bit old to start dating, isn't she, really? But anyway, she fancies James Locke. So my advice to James Locke is stay well clear of her. She's a nasty little piece of work, as we all know. Michelle Keegan looks effortlessly chic in a midi dress. So I don't know what she's wearing it for. Wait a minute. It's her part of her little sort of collection. She doesn't design anything. None of these people do. Somebody sort of does it and says, do you fancy this one? It's a green midi dress. She goes, yeah, pay me the money and I'll advertise anything for you. She's a bit like Dave Beckham. You know, give him 20 grand and he'll plug your underpants or a jacket or a watch or something like that. And yet, if you really look and see what he wears, it won't be anything like these things, will it? Meghan Markle smiles alongside a private chef in an unseen photograph from 2019. Somebody's obviously decided to release it, haven't they? So it's hardly unseen anymore, is it? They're still the other side of the world and they're still boring the pants off us with these things that come out. Katie Price and Pizzykin's daughter Princess celebrates her 13th birthday, finally getting her own Instagram account. She's 13. She's also got the puppy. And she says, I'm finally allowed my Instagram account. Yay. I'm sorry, am I living on another planet? Does she speak the same language as the rest of us? Who says yay nowadays? But anyway, it'll end in disaster, like it has for your mother. Meghan Markle, oh, God, I'm still Meghan Markle. Why are we still with this one? Embarrassed Harry by announcing her pregnancy on Eugenie's wedding day in a huge social gaffe, which left the bride and her mother, Sarah Ferguson, furious. But I mean, nobody cares about them, do they? This is obviously going to be in some book. Oh, it's called Royals at War. There's so many of these books out there, all on Meghan and Harry. And then there was, Eugenie and Jack Brookbanks for their nuptials. I can imagine Sarah Ferguson. She's got right old temper on her. A right old temper. Oh, my goodness me. She'll be going apoplectic. We always remember that lovely thing. It's on YouTube. You can check it now. Where she's in Australia flogging her book or something. Or flogging something. It was some interview and she's all mic'd up and everything. And she's sitting there with the interview and he starts asking about, you know, about things that have happened in her life. And she goes, stop. I don't want to talk about that. You know, as if she was some snooty old bag, you know, telling the man. She's turned up for an interview at a big station. And she says, I don't want to talk about that. He said, well, it's in the book. You know, stop this. And she has a bit of a minor strop. And then she just decides to get up and sort of terminate the interview. I'll be back. And you think, I'd have gone, listen, darling, I tell you what, forget it. Go away, goodbye. You don't have to bow-tow and kowtow to that person at all. Kerry Katona embraces her stretch marks. Lovely. She said, I'll never have the body I had when I was 20. God, you're intelligent, aren't you? That is unbelievable. Mind you, you've still got the same foul mouth. Ricky Gervais shows support for the ban on puppy imports following the death of Molly May and Tommy Fury's dog, Mr. Chai. Died 6 days after being delivered from Russia. Of course, it was just a handbag accessory for Molly May, I'm afraid, as most of these little dogs are, because they took pictures of it, holding it. This thing was dying inwardly, and ultimately it died. Oh, look, still back together again. Jacqueline Josser and Dan Roving Boy Osborne. I mean, seriously, if this one's going to go... I mean, the next time it splits up, she might as well file for divorce. It makes it so much easier. There's no point. You can't trust him as far as you could throw him. All the experts have said exactly the same. He's untrustworthy. Still not too sure what he does for a living, actually. From Love Island, somebody called Lucy Donlan is striking up a lockdown romance with somebody called Luke Mabbott. Again, that's two names we don't know, following his recent split from Demi Jones. Again, three names that we have no idea. So I'm having a look at Lucy Donlan. Nope, not a clue. But she was wearing a swimsuit on Love Island. A bit of a surprise there. And I wasn't sure if she was paid for flogging it or not. So it's all a bit embarrassing. Luke Mabbott is sort of, I don't know, really, I can't understand these people. They must have such shallow existences. It's basically the one-night stand that goes for about sort of 3 or 4 weeks or months, if you're lucky, so they can make a bit of money. And then it all finishes because they wander off with somebody else. A bit like being married, in Jacqueline Josser's case, to little Dan Osborne, because you can't trust him as far as you can throw him. Oh, look, another one, Love Island's India Reynolds. Who? Again, nobody. And she put her troubles aside because she revealed the heartbreaking news that her grandfather had passed away at the age of 92. Not like he was like sort of 60 or something, 92. But luckily, she was able to go back to modelling bikinis, so that went out the window fairly quickly. But lovely. But I feel a bit embarrassed for these people. Is that their sort of their thing? I mean, do they really think they're going to be making money in a year's time? Answer no. Lawrence Fox claims there is a concerted drive in the acting world to make him hush up about his controversial views after the Question Time rant. Well, I've interviewed Lawrence Fox, and I'm telling you, I think he's great. You know, I think he's wonderful. I think he's a lovely man. So he appeared on Question Time in January and faced backlash, you know, after his comments, which I don't intend to repeat now because you can go and check him out on the internet if you've got half a brain cell. Coronation Street's Simon Gregson tries to end an unlikely feud with Liam Gallagher by offering to take him out for a pint after they fell out when the actor flipped him the bird. I don't know what that is, actually. And so Liam tweeted, "What are you going to do with the rest of your life?" Well, he's doing a lot better than you, mate. He seems to be working every week. You're struggling to actually breathe, aren't you? You always were and not a particularly pleasant person, Liam. And it hasn't improved with age. In fact, the older you get, the more bitter you become. EastEnders' Danny Dyer and Adam Woodyatt returning to Albert Square. They're all having to socially distance, which is going to make... But you won't notice any difference at all. You'll just see the actor standing there, and they will deliver their lines, and then it'll probably cut to the person that they're talking to. So it's not a difficult thing. It'll be done on all of them, all of these things. Oh, look, who's tied his hair up on top of his head, looking like the original dork? Harry Styles. Oh, lovely. Has returned to his London home after spending most of lockdown in California. The Watermelon Sugar singer, whatever that is, covered his face with a blue face mask, shielding his eyes with a pair of cool Wayfarer-style sunglasses. Oh, lovely. Letitia Dean and Adam Woodyatt reveal how they were chastised for giggling on set in 1985. I think he's the stalwart of that. I think he's absolutely the stalwart. And I think he's going to be there until he drops dead. That's the way it works. Anne Hathaway reveals that the director, Christopher Nolan, doesn't allow chairs on his set because if they're sitting, they're not working, which is very interesting because when I spoke to Roger Moore, he said that on set you spend most of your time sitting on your bum. He said, waiting. He says, you really get paid because you're bored. Janet Street Porter, wearing a plaster over her nose. She's had a skin cancer growth removed, so that's good news. She's getting on a bit now, though. And she sort of appeared on This Morning with Pip and Holly with Matthew Wright. And nobody knows what he's doing at all now. No idea. David Hockney is a Vogue cover star with his painting of golden wheat fields to illustrate a return to nature in the post-COVID world. How old is he? He's getting on a bit now. Why don't they not put his age down? Normally they actually put his age on the thing, but they haven't done it, but I suspect he's getting on a bit. I quite like David Hockney, actually. Quite like him. I couldn't afford any of his pictures, but there again, not many of us can. Jennifer Hudson delivers a stirring rendition of Nina Simone's civil rights anthem at the BET Awards after an electrifying trailer is released for the new Aretha Franklin movie, Respect, which I can't wait to see. There's a really good clip of Aretha Franklin singing on stage for the Obamas and a load of other people. Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And former lady-in-waiting Anne Glenn Connor reveals and recalls how the Queen Mother refused to change tired rooms at the Royal Lodge in Windsor, where she loved to watch Dad's Army. Lady Glenconner is 87. She said many of the rooms were tired because the Queen Mother wouldn't decorate. And it's interesting. She said that her and her late husband Colin would have drinks in the drawing room every evening, where the Queen Mother was often transfixed by Dad's Army. You see, different world completely. But she's candidly spoken about what it was like to stay with the royal family. Quite interesting, I should imagine. Quite interesting. And especially if you stay at Windsor. But the Royal Lodge is now the home of Andrew, who sort of rented out a bedroom for Sarah, who apparently is the Duchess of York. And so she's sort of there as well. So, I mean, presumably squatting, unless she's paying rent. Unless they're back together again and living in the same bedroom. Ant McPartlin and Declan Donnelly surprise a boy of five who's raised over £1 million for the NHS. He lost his legs as a baby in a heartwarming video, which is lovely. So, bless his heart, he's a little cutie. He had both of his legs amputated when he was 41 days old after being abused by his birth parents. People like that, unfortunately, I only think the worst of. I couldn't tell you what I would want to happen to them in the courts. Helen Mirren says our nation's identity is at stake. She says theatres are as important to Britain as Venice is to Italy, as she calls for urgent help. They're going to need it. I mean, everything is just closed. Some theatres are warned they're close to collapse. They might never open ever again. Dame Helen is 74. Tennis fan Kate Middleton marks what should have been the first day of Wimbledon by narrating a short Instagram film, saying the return to Southwest 19 will be worth the wait. I've never quite got, actually, Wimbledon. I know for people who love tennis, it's probably absolutely fantastic, and I'm thrilled for you, but it doesn't do a thing for me. Susanna Reid is mortified. She's forced to watch her TV news debut from 20 years ago, as Piers Morgan playfully notes her chilling ambition. Of course he would. All these things are worked out in advance, but there's a lovely picture of her. She looks worlds away from the person you see on the television now, but then they always look like that. And so she covered her face with the script. The embarrassment. Jimmy Carr's got a new hair transplant as he steps out with his girlfriend, Caroline, with a K, Copping. And I read about it the other day because they were offering the man who did the transplant, so presumably a freebie, for interview. So it's for all those sort of vain people. So during his appearance, he did joke that he'd undergone surgery in a bit to thicken his tresses. He said it's part of being in show business. Well, for God's sake, you need to pass on the name of that man who did that to Joe Swash and Davy Boy Beckham, because theirs just looks ridiculous. Holly Willoughby and Pip Schofield panic as this morning studio is plunged into darkness. They had a technical blunder. It happens every so often. It's happened here, where all of a sudden everything just goes click and it switches off and you think, oh, my God. But always restored within seconds. Davina McCall showcases her taut abs, and they are taut, I have seen them, in a red crop top amid a war of words with somebody called Brian Dowling. Brian Dowling won Big Brother, but they didn't want him to do it again on the television. They wanted Davina McCall. So Brian, of course, had a bit of a Queenie strop, and he's not at all happy with the idea. But there again, you know, we couldn't find what he was doing. We did hunt, didn't we, the other day? Tried to find something, and it turned out he wasn't doing very much at all, really. But he certainly wasn't going to be getting the big... But that's how it works in the business. I don't understand why people don't understand these things. You know, they use you for the first couple of series, and then they go, we want somebody different. And he was a bit one-trick pony. So they decided to change him. And they put Davina McCall in there. And he says he thought he should have been told. What for? They wouldn't be telling you anyway. It'd be done through your agent. Prince Harry offers an inspiring message of support to Gareth Thomas, tackling the HIV campaign. So Harry has offered this. And as I say, what Harry knows about anything like this? They just link themselves into sort of different things, don't they? But Harry's in America now. And as I say, destined to stay there for the rest of his life. Kelly Brook looking radio. Do you know there's now a bit of a battle going on outside here at Global Radio? There are so many people who now dress up because they know the photographers are out there first thing in the morning to get pictures. And so Kelly Brook's doing it. Mylene Klass does it. There's a whole cast list of people. Who was the other one? Amanda Holden, Vogue Williams. I mean, seriously, it's a veritable cornucopia of fashion items. I mean, I do it, but I mean, I can't carry off some of these off-the-shoulder numbers. They're a bit see-throughs and a little bit short for me. But that's all it is now. Every time somebody arrives at Global Radio, they get their pictures taken, which I think is hilarious, actually. Because at one time, we only had a couple of people doing it. It was for Emma Bunton. Now, everybody, absolutely everybody. There's so many people here, but it's only the girls they're interested in, not interested in the boys. Sooty star Matthew Corbett. Listen, he sold Sooty years ago. OK, a long, 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 long time ago. And I think he got £1 million for him, for Sooty and the rights. And Sooty currently resides, the original Sooty, at the Magic Circle. He almost died, he reckons. Do you know he's 72, Matthew Corbett? He almost died from coronavirus and spent 10 days in intensive care. His kids complained one time. I remember the story went that they said, oh, so-and-so, so-and-so. And he said, listen, you know, they said, oh, it's just a puppet. And he said, listen, that puppet paid for this house, that swimming pool and your education. Be grateful. But he's 72 now. 72. But he sold him on a long time ago. Long time ago. But best thing he probably ever did, I should imagine. But Sooty, it was that great line at the end of it. Bye bye, everybody. Bye bye. And Sooty would aim a water pistol at you. I interviewed Sooty once. As you can imagine, he doesn't say a lot. But he did squirt me with his water pistol. You know, the moment the box comes out, that something's going to happen. The lid is going to flip open and there's going to be Sooty. And I'm going to go, hello. And he's going to start shooting water at me. Which, of course, was a bit worrying because we were in a studio full of high-tech equipment. You know, had it gone in the wrong place, Lord knows, there would have been a huge bang and explosion and Sooty would be no more because I'd throw him into the middle of it. No messing around there, as I'm not going to be taken to task by a blooming puppet. Anyway, have a lovely day. It's definitely getting colder and it's raining and it's a bit miz. But it doesn't matter because you've got LBC. That's why this programme is the most popular on the station, which is good news, actually. Hotly followed, and he's chomping at the bit, he really is, to Dave's little programme, which he sort of does. But as I say, we can keep him at bay, can't we? We can do it. I got a lovely thank you letter from the charity Make Some Noise the other day saying thank you to you and your fans. We've raised an awful lot of money for charity. So thank you very much indeed. And I've got a nice little card. Which is very sweet. Listen, have a great day. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. It wouldn't be the same without you. We need you. God knows we need everybody at the moment. So I'm determined that we're all going to pull together as this pandemic goes back, I'm afraid, into a slight recess. And then I think it's coming back with a vengeance. It's not good. I went shopping in John Lewis yesterday and there was nobody queuing. I was quite surprised, actually. I was sort of in and the woman, she only said to me, she said, oh, can you just step back onto that line? You have to, you know, it's like being treated as a trained chimpanzee or something. Step back. I said, I thought we were doing a meter now. She said, well, we're not. I said, oh. So I went in there and I bought me a bottle of aftershave and I was out. I was in and out in less than 3 minutes. Which is the best way. If you're going shopping in department stores, get in, get out, OK, and go home. If you're in Leicester, it's a case of don't go out at all. Just stay exactly where you are. So they're suffering. But what they're going to go through, we're going to go through. OK, you mark my words. Have a safe day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye.
To build a professional website with fast hosts, you don't need much. You don't need technical skills to drag and drop design elements into place. You don't need a big budget to get your domain, website tools and 24/7 support all included. And with the mobile edit feature, you don't even need to be at your computer. All you do need is our website builder. So start your free trial at fasthosts.co.uk/build.